Gambling in Quebec. A study, and there'll be a series of them as the province, of course, wants to be more responsible about being involved in the vice. And the prevalence of gambling in Quebec, this study has been released out of Concordia, dealing with the behavior problems associated with gambling, revealing about 70% of adults in this province have bet or spent money on gambling during the previous 12 months this past year. And we're spending almost $500 annually. And, well, who's at risk, too? Dr. Sylvia Carruz is the head of the gambling study out of Concordia and joins me. How are you, doctor?
Hi.
First of all, how many people in this, how many people did you actually study?
Actually, we surveyed 11,888 people across the province, which is a very large number compared to other surveys on gambling that have been conducted all over the world.
And
we have a large sample of almost 12,000 respondents.
And that is a big one when it comes to survey. In who qualified in this, was someone who bought a lottery ticket considered a gambler?
Well, yes. We ask our participants about whether they spend money or did any betting on a list of gambling activities. And this includes purchasing the 649, for example.
Okay.
And when we talk about the 70%, it's anybody in the population aged 18 and over who spent money or make any betting on a gambling activity.
In the 70% of people that are reporting that they gambled,
yeah.
What's the risk that some of these, what percentage of them might develop a problem gambling?
When we look at the 70%, we have almost 68% who are social gamblers. So people who probably are more interested in purchasing their 649 and less involved in more at-risk activities. We have still almost 2% that we consider either at risk, so being in having a gambling activity that may be creating some problems in their life, and some part of this 2% may have serious problems with gambling. So we have approximately 1.3% who are at-risk gamblers and almost 0.7% who are pathological gamblers.
And is there an age demographic most vulnerable?
Well, when we look at some activities that are more associated to problems, we find out that, for example, for VLT machines, so video lottery terminals, betting on those machines is more occurring among younger populations. And, of course, for us, it was between those people aged between 18 and 25. Again, when we look at online gambling, we find also that there is a higher participation among younger populations.
Online gambling is going to change over the next 12 months now that the government is involved in that. Do you think this is going to change it?
Well, you know, online gambling has been available and, accessible for the at least last 10 years, more popular over the last few years. But it's there. And, of course, now we have Loto-Québec coming in the picture. We may witness some increase, maybe in participation. But the important thing at this point in time is to be sure to implement a reliable monitoring system that will show us how things are going to evolve mm-hmm. over time.
Is 2% at risk of developing problems, is that considered high, low?
Well, you know, as a researcher, I will not put any judgment on those numbers, but we have to keep in mind that it's 2% too many in the population that have problems. So we have to, for every gambler, you have to think that there is a bunch of people that will be indirectly affected by the gambling problem. At least the family, the significant person in the life of the gambler. So we have to account for this. So
certainly.
The impact is much more than just the 2%.
Sylvia, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Dr. Sylvia Carruz and with Concordia University and their gambling study coming out today. It'll be a first of series of studies that we'll be hearing about over the next few years.